message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
Let me hear your loud hallelujah. Let me hear an impactful hallelujah. It's my pleasure to welcome you to this midweek service. And I'm so certain that God is going to surprise you tonight in the name of Jesus. Your expectation will not be cut off in the name of Jesus. Anybody expectant, shout, I am expectant. We are starting a new series tonight. The series, Destiny, Security, and Preservation. Destiny, Security, and Preservation. And tonight is the first one, which we have also tagged Communion for Destiny. We'll also be taking the communion tonight for Destiny, Security, and Destiny, Preservation. When we are talking about destiny, we are talking about the life of a person. When we are talking about destiny, we are talking about a person's life. We are talking about your present, your future. When we are talking about destiny, we are talking about what God has as a plan for you. We are talking about God's intention for you. We are talking about God's thought pattern for you. And of course, you know that God's plan for you are the thoughts of good and not the thoughts of evil, to give you a future and a hope. Jeremiah 29 verse 11. That's his plan, to give you a good future, to give you a good life. And that is what will happen to you in the name of Jesus. Did I hear you say a big amen? And in Jesus' name, you will fulfill your destiny. Destiny needs security. Destiny needs preservation. Any life that is not under security will be wasted. Now, can I tell you this? There is no country in the world where there is no insecurity at one level or another. It's just that Nigeria's own is at the highest level. Are you with me tonight? There is hardly any country that you will go to that is no insecurity. So, leaving Nigeria for another place does not mean that one will not face insecurity. Insecurity is just an end-time problem. Hello? It's an end-time problem. Because the devil is very wicked. I mean, the devil is out to fulfill his mission. John chapter 10 verse 10. The enemy has come to steal, to kill, and to destroy. That's the enemy's mission. I have come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. So, insecurity is principally an end-time problem. And we don't know when. It was Nigeria alone before, but now it's spreading everywhere. Today we are talking of South Africa. Tomorrow we are talking of Rwanda. Next tomorrow we are talking of Sierra Leone. Next tomorrow we are talking of bomb blasts in the U.S. Somebody entering into the shopping mall and just exploding everyone, just killing everybody. Today we are talking of insecurity in the U.K., in London, and various other places. We are talking of insecurity everywhere. Your destiny needs security. One day, a beloved daughter of ours was sharing a testimony here, and I was weeping on my chair here. And as I came up, because I know people have been wondering why was I was weeping, because I just thought that if this lady's life was not under the security of God, brought under the canopy of this commission, should have been wasted. You just hear that, she's just wasted, because there is no security for her life. Your life will not lack security. I say your life will not lack security. You are pregnant. Immediately you get pregnant, you go to the hospital, doctor said the baby is gone. First doctor, second doctor check the baby and say the baby is gone. God, through his servant, speaking and the baby coming back to life. Now the baby moving on. And on the day of delivery, the devil went to wait. Yeah. Be giving birth with the baby, let me be seen. Maybe you said this baby must come. Oh yeah, be giving birth to the baby, let me see. And suddenly, God appeared in his mightiness. And the baby is strong today. Sucking breasts like nothing, no man's business. Getting fatter and fatter every day. Shame to the devil. Somebody say shame to the devil. Destiny needs security. And can I tell you this? I've been very, very smart in life in this area. I was able to hide myself early enough under the security of God and under the servants of God that God has brought my way. What a blessing today. Blessed. Why do you need destiny security and preservation? Reasons for destiny security and preservation. Number one reason why you need your destiny to be secure and preserved is that destiny carries value. The life of man carries value. The Bible says, what is man that thou art mindful of him? Even God is mindful of the destiny of a man. The destiny of a person is not just paper. It's not just sheet of paper. The destiny of a person is not wind. The destiny of a person carries value. Somebody say value. life is not just rubbish. In 1 Peter 2 verse 9, the Bible says, but ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar person, called to show forth the praise of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. So your destiny carries value. Someone say value. Your life carries value. So you cannot, it cannot just be squandered. It cannot be wasted. There is a deposit in you. There is something in you. There is something God has placed inside you. It must not be wasted. Hello? It must not be wasted. Put your right hand on your chest and say, in the name of Jesus, my destiny, the destiny of my family, will never be wasted. And so shall it be in Jesus' name. Number two, reason for destiny, security, and preservation is the high rate of wickedness in the world now. 1 John 5 verse 19. But we know that we are of God, and the whole world lieth in wickedness. The whole world is in wickedness. The whole world is in wickedness. And so, a believer, a child of God who is smart, must know about this very, very fast. And you must know, the whole world lies in wickedness. And so, because of that, you are in a wicked world, and you need God to secure your life, secure your destiny under his platform. Number three, why does my life need to be secured under God and preserved? Is that there is high rate of cruelty. Cruelty is higher than wickedness. When a person is cruel, he is both cruel and wicked at the same time. Psalm 74 verse 20. Have respect unto the covenant, for the dark places of the earth are full of habitations of cruelty. Psalm 74 20. The dark places of the earth are full of habitations of cruelty. Anytime it's dark, wickedness is going on in different places. During the day, yes, a lot of wickedness. But once it is dark, high rate of wickedness, high rate of brutality, killings, witchcraft lines, and all sorts of wickedness everywhere. But as for you and your family, it will never touch you. As for you and your family, it will never touch you. You will just be hearing stories. You will never partake in such bad stories. If I were you, I would say a louder amen. If I were you, I would say a louder amen. High rate of cruelty, especially in the night, especially in the dark season. But you will escape all of such in the name of Jesus. Number four, reason why your destiny security is increased in criminal and catastrophic activities. Increase in criminal activities. So much criminal activities everywhere. It's in Nigeria now that you'll be seeing just people going on the main road, even not too far from where we are now, basically like Kogi State and roads that lead to Abuja. People just come out of the road and just stop people and just do all sorts of things. All sorts of things. Just because of money. Just because of resources. Criminal activities has multiplied. We have never seen and the magnitude of yahoo yahoo like we are seeing now. Also, there is an increase in yahoo yahoo, which we also call yahoo yahoo what? Plus plus, which is adding cruelty and wickedness with brutality and a habit of wickedness, high level wickedness, using diabolical means to bring out resources from people, using people's clothes, using their underwears, using their shoes, all kind of wickedness. But as for you, you will escape it. I say, as for you, you will escape it. As for you, you will escape it. Did I hear you say a big amen? None of my daughters here and in all our churches, none of you will ever fall into the hands of a yahoo yahoo man. None of you will fall into the hand of a yahoo yahoo boy. None of you will fall into evil hands. None of you will fall into wicked hands. Did I hear you say a big amen? So, you need your destiny under security because of the influx and the magnitude of cruelty and the wickedness of human beings. Number five, why do I need my destiny to be secured? It is needed because of perils and increased mortality. Perils. What are perils? Fire outbreaks are everywhere. Floods. Like somebody called me now this morning and said it was raining somewhere, not in Ilorin here. Since yesterday, it was raining and it rained till this afternoon. Nobody could go out. Everywhere was flooded. you enter the street, the water will take you to this place. So you can imagine how many cars, how many houses have been swept away in that city, in this nation. Today, I'm not talking of yesterday, today. Everywhere flooded. So the water enters the house, the TV, the flash screen that the man bought that is so precious to him, it enters it. All the necessary, maybe the freezer, fridge that he bought higher purchase that is still paying with interest for the next 9 months, water enters it, carries it out. All sorts of things. You will never partake in such things. I say you will never partake in such things. You will never partake in such things. If I were you, I would say a big amen. Under that, you can write down 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 1 to 4, and verse 13. Tonight, I mean, that's just a foundation. Now to go into the depth of the message tonight. What is the way to destiny, security, and preservation? I'll speak a few tonight, and we'll go to pray. Tonight is just foundation for these teachings on destiny, security, and destiny preservation. What is the way to destiny preservation? Number one way to destiny preservation is upgrade of mentality through revelation. Upgrade of mentality through revelation. Somebody say upgrade. Upgrade of mentality through revelation. There is a connection between revelation and preservation. There is a connection. There is an intertwine between your revelation and your preservation. Nothing frustrates your opposition like your revelation. Nothing destroys the work of darkness over your life like revelation of who you are and whose person you are for. Revelation renovates your mentality. Revelation guarantees longevity. When it is revealed to you, it is allocated to you. Mentality assists security. You will hear something tonight too. Your mentality assists your security. Some time ago, the person I'm talking about is here tonight. We went to Lagos together for a program in Lagos, and we're coming back together. All four of us were members of this church, 2 male, 2 female, and Mama also went, but she was in another car, and we were in another car. Four of us, 2 men, I was in front, and 2 ladies were at the back. And suddenly, 2 tires, brand new tires, the driver mistakenly stepped on a part of the road, and the 2 tires busted. It was at top speed. That car was just bought at that time. So the car was in top speed, and it was speeding at top speed. And people that drive very well know what I'm saying. The same side, everything just busted at the same time. Normally that car should somersault, but I was just calm. The others were just calm. And as we parked, everybody was hoping that maybe something had happened. This was many years ago. Maybe 4 years or 5 years ago. Maybe 4 years or there. I can't remember exactly. She's here and she'll remember. And as we parked, everybody was thinking, maybe something would have been wrong because we just came out. And I asked them, the 2 ladies, the 2 of them are still members of this church today. Wonderful women. And I asked one of them, I said, how come you did not even shiver? He said, I know that God is in this car. I said, you are so sure. I said, because you are here. As in me, as the pastor said, you are in this car. If you are in this car, I know that nothing can happen in this car. That's what they call revelation. He said, you are in this car. He said, if you are not inside, okay, maybe something. But you are inside this car. No, nothing can happen to this car. Now I knew the importance of revelation. When you have revelation of who you are connected with, the kind of God you are connected with, and the kind of man too that you are connected with, you can't be wasted like a chicken. You can't be wasted like a goat on the road. You can't be wasted like a nobody. Just got down, look for where to buy new tires, bought 2 new tires, and just cruise on to a lorry safely and effortlessly. Someone say shame to the devil. We have been enjoying God's security a long time, but it's not today. We have been enjoying divine security a long time. It's not today that we have been enjoying divine security. Long time. Long time. Long time. Because of we know the person we are connected to. When this place was being built, I used to come here to pray in the night. We were doing prayers during the day. Different people, some of them, many of them are here tonight. Maybe some are watching that have traveled. Used to pray here when this building was in progress. We pray during the day. We have different teams for prayer, but I come here to pray in the night, just in the bush. This was a wilderness. We just go around. One night I was praying outside there. Everywhere was dark. SARS with guns saw me. I came out and picked gun, cocked the gun, and said, "You, what are you doing here?" I said, "What do you mean?" What are you also doing here? Kill you! I said, kill? For what reason? He thought maybe I'll just go on my knees. I said, please, please, don't kill me. Hey, see, we are trying to build here, so we are praying. For what reason? He said, okay, who are you? I said, I'm a pastor. I said, pastor, I said, this place. He said, but there's something here. I said, yes, something will soon be there. So he said, we are very sorry. I said, you better be. And they left. That was when this place was a jungle. When you know that the person securing you cannot be intimidated, you cannot be intimidated. Can God be intimidated? Can anybody go to God and say, God, and you, I will deal with you? Can you imagine somebody going to God and say, God, I will deal with you? The turning person, don't permit me that. Don't permit. You cannot be. You must have this revelation. And revelation of what? Revelation of whose son and whose daughter you are. It's not pride. Hello. It's not that you are a proud woman. It's not pride. You know that your God is a mighty God. You know that your father cannot allow you to just be wasted like a chicken. You know that he loves you. How many of us know that God loves us? He loves you. If you don't know, I'm telling you now. It's only left for you to love him in return. Like the Bible says in Matthew 22, verse 37. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. Matthew 22, 37. That's what is left. He loves you already. He loves you already. Someone say, he loves me already. He loves you already. He loves you already. And he loves you, not only loves you, he loves you so much beyond your expectation. Revelation of who you are. Revelation of whose son you are. Number two, revelation is revelation of who is guiding you. You must have a revelation of who is guiding you. You don't know who is guiding you. You're just there. I quoted the scripture now, Matthew 22, 37. You refuse to project it. Are you there or you are sleeping? Praise the Lord. Matthew 22, 37. Thank you, Jesus. Let's just move on to the next because the media is kind of slow, so they're dragging us back. Let's go to number two. Number two, way to destiny, security, and preservation. I said number one is what? Upgrade of your mentality. Now, let me just scratch on this a little bit more, but time is already going and I still have about 3-4 points to go. Listen, friend, God loves you. He can't allow anybody to waste you. It's only when you have lost trust in him that he can allow it. He can't allow you to be defeated. He can't allow you to know shame. He can't allow you to go under the ground and they pour sand on you before your time. Why? He loves you. He loves you. He cares for you. You have a mission on the earth. You are relevant to his kingdom. Why will he allow you? Why will he allow you to just die like a chicken? That's why when you are traveling, don't exercise fear. Fear is a torment of the wicked, torment of the devil. 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 7. For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, of love, and of a sound mind. 2 Timothy 1 verse 7. God did not give us the spirit of fear. We are not meant to be fearful. Listen to me. I'm telling you sincerely. Let your mentality change that you cannot. No wicked person can handle you. Greater is he that is in you. 1 John chapter 4 verse 4. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Somebody say a big amen. 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 Amen. You can't be molested. I'm telling you that. You can't be molested. When the enemy shall come like a flood, the spirit of God in you will raise a standard. Say, stop it. What do you mean? You can't kill me. I can't die. I can't be destroyed. That's how you talk, because it's inside you. You are loaded. You are not pregnant, but you are loaded with something inside. You are not pregnant, but something is inside you. The power of God. And it speaks like fire. As from today, those planning to molest you, they'll be put to shame. Yeah. Those planning to molest you, they'll be put to shame. Yeah. Listen, I'm not surprised they're attacking you. When you are relevant to God's kingdom, you'll be attacked. The Bible says, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord will deliver him from them all. The Bible says, rejoice not over me, my enemies. I think that's Micah chapter 7, verse 8. Rejoice not over me, my enemies, for when I fall, I will rise again. Somebody is here, you are technically like you're on the floor, but you will rise again. Can you permit me to move to number two now? Number two way to destiny preservation is to walk in obedience. Somebody say walk in obedience. Somebody say walk in obedience. There are precepts of how a believer must walk. There is a way a believer must live. The Bible says that he that breaketh the edge, that is the person that the serpent will bite. He that goes against the precepts is the one that is at risk. In Matthew, in Deuteronomy 28 verse 1, Deuteronomy 28 verse 1, the Bible says, if thou shalt hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe, someone say observe, not only observe only, not only hear the word in church, but do all his commandment, which I commanded this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all nations of the earth. If you will observe and if you will do it. If you will observe it and if you will do it. If you will observe it and if you will do it. So we are meant to obey God if we want to be preserved. Why was Abraham's destiny corrupted? Disobedience. Genesis 2 verse 17. Genesis 2 from verse 17. You know the story very well. God said there's a tree called the tree of knowledge of evil and good. Say, but the tree of knowledge of good and evil, thou shalt not eat it. It's a clear instruction. Clear instruction. Someone say clear instruction. Clear instruction. There is a tree in this garden. Okay, let me start like this. There are many things in this garden. Eat anything you want. But there is one. Don't eat it. There is one. Please, I reserve this one. Don't take it. Of the tree of knowledge of good and evil, thou shalt not eat of it. For in the day that thou eatest it, thou shalt surely die. God said it. That if you dare go into this thing that I say you should not go into, you don't permit me that too. And in Genesis chapter 3 from verse 1, the devil now came in. The same God has spoken already. The devil now came in and said, guy, babe, what are you saying? Forget God, Joe. That same thing that he said you should not eat, yeah? That is the best thing that will open your eye. You will be so smart. You will be wise like God. You will be just like God. You will be a don. And then the woman was deceived. From there, also lured her husband. You know, women have power. It's only if you are a person that doesn't have wisdom that you say women doesn't have power. If we are to go into women power now, it's like a series. We can do one more series on women power. Women power. Series 1, part 1. We start the message. Then, following week again, women power. Series 1, part 1. Part 2, we continue again. She convinced the man of God. And then, that happened. But, praise the Lord. May the Lord give you and I the grace for continuous obedience. Do you know that if we can only obey God, our life will be very secure. If we can only obey God, many of the sicknesses that we have, we won't have it. Many of the problems that believers have, they will not have it. If the sequel of obedience is added in Isaiah chapter 1 verse 19, Isaiah chapter 1 verse 19 explains to us that if we be willing and obedient, if you be willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. If only you can be willing, if only you can be obedient, the good of the land where you are, you will eat it. Disobedient person in a lorry, there's no guarantee that he's going to prosper in Lagos. Disobedient person in Lagos, there's no guarantee he's going to prosper in New York. A disobedient person in New York, there's no guarantee he's going to prosper in New Jersey. What matters to us? What should matter to you most as a Christian is how do I obey God? How do I continue? Because your security is in your obedience. For example, God can tell you not to go to a particular place. Or he can use his servant to tell you, don't walk like this. Don't walk like this. Don't do this. And then as we obey, as we comply with such instructions, then we are blessed. We are blessed. We are secured. All the days of your life, you will enjoy security. I say all the days of your life, you will enjoy security. One of the stories that I've told you many, many times is one of the stories of the young man that worked with me while I was pastoring many, many years ago, a minister. You've heard the story before, who was angry with our then senior pastor for one flimsy reason. Just angry with him. And I called him. Why? What's wrong? He said, this guy giving some flimsy excuse. I said, forget it. Don't do that. That's not nice. Forget it. Continue to serve God. And he just refused. So one day he just traveled in disobedience. And while I was praying, God revealed to me that something was about to happen to me. I just picked my phone right in the office. I cannot forget. Called his number. Called. The number was switched off. Called his wife. Tell your husband to come now to see me in church. At the time the wife would call back, said that the man had a ghastly, ghastly motor accident. About 4 or 5 of them in the car. Only him survived. And he spent about several months in the hospital. Both legs had serious issue, had spinal cord problem, many, many things. Just because he refused obedience. So your obedience makes you secure. Your obedience preserves your destiny. But when you are the kind of believer that has no respect for anybody, has no respect for any authority or anything, then that child of God is at risk. Can't imagine God speaking directly to Abraham and to Adam and Eve, and then somebody now, God already said it. And then somebody now saying, no, forget it. What God said is no, it's nonsense. What I'm saying now is right. What nonsense? What God said is nonsense. What you are saying now is right. It's not as if somebody is the person is sipping tramadol. Wow. God said something. Somebody now said, no, what God said is no. It's what you are. No. Forget it. May the spirit of obedience come upon you tonight in Jesus' name. May the spirit of obedience come upon you tonight in Jesus' name. Number three, way to destiny security that we'll be looking at tonight is don't follow multitude to do evil. Proverbs chapter 1, verse 10, all through to 16. Proverbs, I'll be reading from verse 1 all through to verse 16. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I said, thank you, Jesus. My son, if sinners entice thee, consent thou not. If they say, come with us, let us lay wait for blood. Let us look privately for the innocent without cause. That is, let us do evil to the innocent. Say, don't join them. Let us swallow them up alive as grave and whole as those that go down into the pit. We shall find all the precious sons after we have done that evil. We'll be able to have more substance. We shall fill our houses with spoil. Spoil means riches. Cast in thy lot among us. That is, join us. Let us begin to do this evil. Let us all have one pulse. My son and my daughter, walk not thou in the way with them. Refrain thy foot from their path, for their feet run to evil and make haste to shed blood. The Lord bless the reading of his word in Jesus' name. Every child of God that wants security and preservation must shun evil association, must shun multitude of evil. Let me tell you this, beloved. In your journey of life, people will lure you into many things. People that are drinking were lured into drinking. People that are womanizing were drawn into womanizing. People that are manizing were drawn into manizing. People that do all kinds of evil were drawn. Is that nobody just going to? Somebody lured the person into it. Take this cigarette. It's very, very sweet. And the person will take it and then we cough. Say, relax. That's how it is for the first three times. By the time you do it like 20 times, you're already a master. By the time it depends on like 20 times, it's now coming out from the nose and from the ears. And when you look at the eye is so red, like you are even feeling that it's even coming out from the eye itself. Somebody, somewhere, lured the person to it. Somebody, somewhere, lured the person. If you see people watching bad films, it's somebody that lured the person to it. Because there is no way you can be watching bad films and you will not want to practice what you are watching. No way. There is no way you will... The way God has wired man, you don't need to watch bad film before you can, when you get married and you can have intimacy with your wife or your husband. You don't need it. It's natural. Just like you don't need to teach your child that he has to call papa, mama, papa, papa, mama. It's natural. He just gets up, he just grows to 11 and says, mama, mama, papa, papa. That's natural. So you don't need any extra practice for those areas. Whereby somebody who is on cocaine will now be teaching somebody who is normal how to have life. Abba. Somebody who just finished smoking manja wee will now be teaching a normal human being how to live life. Doesn't jive. Shun multitude of evil. Shun association. We'll be talking about that extensively also on Saturday in the cell fellowship. Amongst the things we'll be talking about on Saturday in the cell. As much as you can, don't follow the multitude to do evil. Listen to me. Because everybody is doing it doesn't mean that you and I have to do it. Because everybody is walking naked on the road doesn't mean that you also have to. Because many are walking naked doesn't mean you have to walk naked. Because many are cheating in the office doesn't mean you have to cheat in the office. May the Lord give us understanding. I say, may the Lord give us understanding. I say, may the Lord give us understanding. Don't follow multitude. Let me tell you, every time something is so popular, watch it very well. Everything that is so popular, because most of the time good behavior is not always popular. So anything that is so popular, everybody's doing it, watch that thing very, very well. May the Lord give us understanding in Jesus' name. Number four, I think I better stop there because of time. Destiny, security, and preservation, the way to it is to secure divine presence. Psalm 91, verse 1 to 13. Psalms chapter 91, from verse 1 to 13. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in him will I trust. Surely he shall deliver thee, somebody say amen, from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid of the terror by night. Do you hear that? What I said earlier on about the terror of the night. Thou shalt not be afraid of the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day. 6. nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand side, but it shall not come near thee. Only with thy eye shall thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. Because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation. There shall no evil befall thee. Did I hear you say amen? Neither shall any plague come near thee, for he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against the stone. 13, and I'll stop there. And thou shalt tread upon the lion and the adder, and the young lions and the dragons, and on the dragons shalt thou trample under thy feet. Someone say a big amen. Amen. Divine presence leads to protection. Divine presence leads to preservation. Permanently dwell in God's presence so that you can assess his security permanently. God will always be with you if you be with him. God will always secure you if you dwell in. If, for example, there is so much war anywhere or fighting anywhere, those robbers cannot just enter into Aso Rock anyhow. If you are inside Aso Rock, they can't come and meet you there. If your car is parked inside Aso Rock Villa, it's unlikely that armed robber will come and carry it inside. So anywhere you see the presence of God, there's the security of God. Anywhere you see the whatever makes you keep his presence, you must keep doing it. Praying, worshiping, anything that makes you keep God's presence, that makes you have his palpable presence, you must keep doing it. The presence of God is your ultimate security. That's why you can't just go out in the morning, just go out just like that without praying, without worshiping. Just go out just like that, like an unbeliever. Just go out just like that, without any intimacy with God, without any worship. No, it's wrong. Because you know that you must carry his presence. You must carry his presence. David was the carrier of God's presence in Psalm 23 verse 4. The Bible says, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Why? Because thou art with me. That's the secret. I'm going through so much evil. People are attacking me on every side, but I will not fear any evil. Why? Thou art with me. That's the secret. That's why David did not lose any battle. All the battles of your life, you will not lose any one of them. I say all the battles of your life, you will not lose even one of them. So do all you can to dwell in his presence. Do all you can to stay in his presence. That's why those that regularly worship, pray, and attend services, they are natural carriers of God's presence. They are natural carriers of God's divine presence. Everywhere they go, the security of God is upon their life. My prayer for you tonight is that by the time you will end this year, you will end this year with even greater security from the Almighty God. I say you will end this year with greater security from the Almighty God. Evil will never befall your house. Evil will never befall your house. Sandals of sorrow will never be placed in the front of your door. Did I hear you say a big amen? Arrows from the north is returned back to sender. Arrows from the south is returned back to sender. Arrows from the east is returned back to sender. Arrows from the west is returned back to sender. Every arrow targeted at you and your family be returned back to sender. The rest of 2019 is full of security for you. The rest of 2019 is full of preservation for you. Your children are preserved. Your husband is preserved. Your wife is preserved. Everywhere you go, the protection of God shall be around you. In your house, the climate of protection shall be there. In the name of Jesus. Evil in front, you will never get to that evil. Evil at the back will never get to you. In the name of Jesus. Your going out is preserved. Your coming in is preserved. In the name of Jesus. In this ember month, your life will not be ended in Jesus' name. Your blood will not be used for sacrifice. The blood of your children will not be used for sacrifice. Your own blood will never be used for sacrifice. In the name of Jesus. The preservation of God will rest upon you. The protection of God will rest upon you. The preservation of God will rest upon you. And everywhere you go, everybody that will see you will know that the hand of God is upon you. In the name of Jesus. It is done. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. If you can't give him a big clap, it's worthy. Is that the best you can do? Thank you, Jesus. Shall we lift up our hands as we worship? Lord, you are worthy, and no one can worship you
for me.
For all the things you've done for me.
For all the things you've
done for me. No one can worship you for
me.
No one can worship you for me. Showing us that worship is one of the major ways to preservation. In Psalm 150 verse 6, it says, let everything that has breath praise the Lord. And those that use their breath to praise God are always preserved by God. I will give you 3 minutes to worship Him and to praise Him. Lift your hands and worship. Lift your hands. Worship Him. Lift your hands and worship Him. Lift your hands and worship Him. Just worship. Say something to go to Him. Worship Him. Thank Him for breath. Thank Him for escaping every past evil that the wicked has planned against you and your family. Thank Him. Thank Him for escape from armed robbers. Thank Him for food poisoning escape. Thank him from dream, attack, escape. Thank him, thank him, thank him, thank him, thank him. And no shengene ne ala no sambrosa. Ende kere kere ala laja. Endra dos kere bana mayati. Ela baba baba bala bradesha. Lege no dos kini anana na na keskere adasa. Leko tabarade keskala berade. Eva bara baka tadia sagaradasa. Give him praise. Enteline andos kene ne ne asa. Ele baba baba bara baka so se gere gere. Thank him for all the preservation. Thank him, thank him, thank him. He has kept you from danger. He has kept your children from danger. He has preserved you from danger. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for preserving me. Thank you for loving me too much. Oh, too much. Oh.
Thank you for loving me too much. Oh, 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 oh. Thank you for loving me too much. Oh, unconditionally.
Thank you for loving me. Your voice and say, oh Lord, in the rest of 2019 and beyond, preserve my life and that of my family from destruction. Lift your voice and pray. Pray, pray, pray. In an alkoto manana clena suzua cradaya, ela la grade ketuzuza, eleliya gradesia cragata rabia dadasa,
lekete edira takede grade sebele adua elele gradeche liqua de degre de kita barado koto badai. In the rest of 2019 and beyond, preserve us, preserve us. Inana neke devo shagla da 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 daj. Intwa nene kledi shakendi anana kodese. Elefuta abaradeke edulea bagadase. Enene kledesi alala gedea. Zale kwadale kageda barados. In the rest of 2019, Father, protect us. Protect me from evil. Protect me from destruction. Protect me from decadence. I will not hear bad news. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. You will say, Father, I will not be a victim of Ember Mount tragedy. My family will not be a victim of Ember Mount tragedy. Lift your voice and pray. Pray, everybody. Pray, everybody. Pray, everybody. I will not be a victim. I will not be a victim of tragedy. Tragedy will not strike me. Tragedy will not come near me. Tragedy will not come near my family. No way. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' precious name we are praying. You will say in the name of Jesus, my bones will not be broken. My husband, my wife, my family's bones will not be broken in the place of accidents. Lift your voice and pray. Pray, everybody. Pray, everybody. Oh my God. Can you pray better? Can you pray better? My bones will not be broken in the place of accident. Nekuta gadagedeze. Inakeka gogoriata gadabadabayas. Lakekete gedededes. Ela baba baba bara 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 bara. Lokoto braga gede gede zi. Ina neke teke teke de. La ke teke de gede gede gede. In the name of Jesus, my bones and that of my family will not be broken in the place of accident. Secure us from evil. In the name of Shamanamos Yandanesa, Nekuta Barede Kis Kenyanda Kanimos, Lere de Gege Guagagagera, the Pragade Segedu Abazigadash, Zirato Brakete Endura Bakende Guaguaga Lekle de Geziza, Ele Baba Baba Babaya. Jagada grade ketege do grodo begedezi. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. You will say, Father, impart me with grace for obedience. Grace to obey you continually, consistently, continuously. Release to me tonight that grace to obey you. Lift your voice and pray, everybody. Everybody, everybody, lift your voice and pray. Pray, everybody. Father, release that grace to me tonight. Grace to obey your commandment, to obey your instructions, to walk in line with your precepts. Help me to obey you. Let me walk in your precepts. Give me the grace. I don't want to derail. I don't want to go off track. I don't want to derail. I must not go off track. Help me to obey you continually. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. You will say, Father, help me to dwell in your secret place. Help me, Lord, Let my heart pant after you. Let my heart pant after you. Help me to dwell in your presence all the days of my life. Lift your voice and pray. Everybody, help me to dwell in your presence. Let my heart pant after you.
As the dew panted for the water, so my soul longed after you.
Tonight is just to resubmit my life to Christ. I want to rededicate my life to Jesus. I want to enjoy this security. I want to enjoy this preservation. But I want to quickly make my ways right with God. I'm not saying you are a bad person. Not that you are a bad person. But you, your conscience, your heart is telling you to just rededicate, just resubmit yourself back to God and hide under his security permanently. I want to pray with you. Either you are here in the praise tabernacle or you are watching me anywhere in the world, I'm going to pray for you just where you are because of time. I want you to just raise your hand above your head so I can see you and pray with you. You want to rededicate your life to God. You want to start with God again. I want to pray with you. God bless you. I can see that hand. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. I'll be counting from 1 to 3. From 1 to 3. And then I will be praying for you. God bless you. I can see your hand. God bless you. 1.
You alone at my heart. Desire and I love.
You know what? The greatest worship is to submit your life to God afresh. You might have done it before, but maybe you just derailed. A train on track that derails cannot get to its destination. You want to come back on track. I want to pray with you. God bless you. Lift it above your head. I can see it. God bless you. 2. Also, you are watching us on the internet anywhere in the world. You want to rededicate your life to Jesus. Send an email to that email. Send also to that WhatsApp that you are rededicating your life to Jesus. And then we'll be glad to receive you. 3. Now, wherever you are, place your right hand on your chest. Either you are here in the praise tabernacle, or you are anywhere in the world, you are watching us, and you want to rededicate your life to Jesus, place your hand, right hand on your chest. I will pray with you. Father, and say after me, Father, please forgive me my sins. Cleanse me, Lord, from my past sin. Afresh, I declare myself as your son, as your daughter.
Help me, Lord, to do your will all the days of my life. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. Thank you for writing my name in the book of life. In Jesus' name. Keep those hands on your chest, Father. Thank you for this once. I ask that the same grace that I saved will bring about establishment. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name. Please follow.
Wow. I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org. I appreciate you.